This episode of the Big Wedding Planning Podcast is sponsored by our friends at Susan's Travel Services.
Right now is the perfect time to start planning your destination wedding or honeymoon.
Susan Green and her experienced professional team are available to help you plan your perfect day.
With over 25 years in the travel planning industry, Susan's Travel Services is committed to creating the destination wedding experience you've dreamed of and to ensure your guests have a fantastic vacation too.
They can fulfill your destination wedding requests for any location in the world.
If you're looking for an all-inclusive experience, Susan's Travel has partnered with some of the best in the world. Whether it's Mexico, the Caribbean, an exotic cruise, an overwater bungalow in the Maldives, maybe Bora Bora or the French Alps, Susan's Travel can help you.
If you're not sure of where or how much, just schedule a free consultation to get you moving in the right direction.
Susan's Travel has exclusive offers for the Big Wedding Planning Podcast listeners, so visit the website at susanstravelservices.com today for details, and be sure to mention that you heard about them on the Big Wedding Planning Podcast when you inquire.
That's susanstravelservices.com. Thank you, Susan's Travel.
The Big Wedding Planning Podcast.
Just two wedding planners, tearing it up. Listen, learn,
plan that wedding. Hello, hello, and welcome to the Big Wedding Planning Podcast, a show for anyone involved in planning a wedding. We want you to learn something valuable and be entertained at the same time. My name is Michelle Martinez.
And I'm Christy Matthews. Thank you so much for joining us. We're happy to have you. We are really excited about this episode, and we just had so much fun.
We just finished with them, and I'm just like, my cheeks hurt from smiling. They're so fun and so kind and genuine and like, I don't know.
Authentic,
I
just wanna, like I kind of was all like, the good stuff.
You know, those people where you just want to be their house guest, like where you just kind of want to go and stay there for a little while.
Yeah.
And just be part of whatever it is they do in their day-to-day life.
This is a second recording we've done like back to back then that makes me feel that way. Cause I definitely want to visit Liz in England.
Oh.
And just like wake up in her house with her like
her sassy self
attitude. yeah
I'm a little bit scared, but at the same time I like it, you know.
And these two took like a second to warm up to us, I felt like, in talking to them. So by the end, I mean like by 3 minutes in, we were the best of friends.
We're best.
Really fun. We're so happy to have them, the founders of Black Gay Weddings and married couple themselves, talking about their platform and their journey. It's a good episode.
I just love when something is created, you know, like business people say, well, we created it out of a pain point. You know, you hear that a lot. But this was created. It was created out of love, but a little bit of like sadness and like, you know, like hurt feelings and, you know, like something like shitty that happened. And they're like, wait a minute, let's need to create something here and look where they are.
I mean, let's lean into this and fix the problem. Be the change you want to be. That's one thing that Michael said in our onboarding that he didn't say in the episode with them, but that is kind of the theme. Be the change you want to see in the world. So it's inspiring and fun, and you know, they're just a great all-around great couple, and we love what they're doing. I can't like stress that enough.
I just love that we get to meet people like this because of this podcast, Christy. Like, we are really very fortunate. Seriously, this is one of those times I feel like that.
I do too. Oh, look at you and your little heart.
Oh, stop it. Read the bio. I can't.
Okay. Two guests on today. The first is Lawrence, as CEO of Broughton Media Group. Lawrence Broughton has over 35 years of graphic design, web design and video production experience. A Howard University graduate, Lawrence has a master's in human resources, a master's in public administration, and a master's in digital journalism. His creative vision is the driving force behind all BGW initiatives. Michael McCulley Broughton, his husband, is co-founder of Black Gay Weddings and Broughton Media Group, LLC. Michael is a highly sought-after florist, event planner, and nationally licensed mortician and funeral director.
Oh, we forgot to talk to him about that.
You're right, we did.
I am so obsessed. We have to have another call with him.
And yeah, we do. We should have an episode all about weddings and funerals. Like how they have similar planning aspects.
Okay, future ep, Michael, you're listening. Future
Michael
ep.
Also leads the social media team at Black Gay Weddings, and he is who we talk to get this set up.
Yes, so everyone, you need to visit blackgayweddings.com. You need to follow them on Instagram, YouTube, the whole nine. They are lovely. They're doing something amazing. They're educating. They're just like, you know, bringing everything to the forefront, and we are all about it and we love them. So here we go. Our interview with Michael and Lawrence of Black Gay Weddings.
Hi, I'm Michael. I am co-founder of Black Gay Weddings, along with the CFO of Broughton Media Group.
Hello, my name is Lawrence Broughton. I'm the CEO of Broughton Media Group and the editor-in-chief of blackgayweddings.com.
Very good, gentlemen. Welcome. Thank you for joining us this morning on Veterans Day. And I'd like to point out that Lawrence is wearing his veteran cap there. So thank you, sir, for your service. And this is a very fitting day to be recording with you.
Well, thank you.
What branch of the military?
I served in both the Air Force and the Army. Retired. Yeah, retired.
You're just an overachiever. I mean, this bio, Lawrence, a master's in this, master's in that. Oh my. Wow. That's amazing. Are you, Michael, is he exhausting? Like, does he ever stop?
I always called him as you said, an overachiever, but I always tell people he's a professional student.
Yes. I love that. And Lawrence, how would you describe Michael?
Michael is a, well, outside of being my sweetheart, he's a go-getter. He sees what he wants and he goes for it. That's how he caught me.
There you go. Michael's like, no, that's great.
Well, how long have you two been together? And then how long have you been married?
15 years together. Okay. And we just celebrated 3 years of marriage on October 14th.
Yay!
Happy anniversary.
He's clapping because he swears that I can't remember the date.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's great. Now, where do you live?
We're in Los Angeles.
Yeah. Oh,
we're
yes.
in the valley.
In the suburbs.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In the valley.
You're in Cali, in the valley. Yes. I'm in Cali too, but not in the valley. Although some say I do speak like a valley girl, but I'm like, what? I do not.
Right.
Love I tend it. To do the like thing a lot too.
Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody says like all the time.
How do you describe what you want to talk about without using like?
Exactly. So Black Gay Weddings. Tell us all about it.
So Black Gay Weddings, started in 2018. It's an interesting story how it began. We got married, of course, as we just told you, in October of 2017, and we had this amazing wedding in Las Vegas. It was a destination wedding, and it was pretty luxe, I think, I would say. And after that, you know, we were so excited to share our photos and pictures and everything from our day. So we had our wedding planner who said, you know, I'll be happy to like submit, mm-hmm. you know, your wedding and share it with other magazines, you know, just give me permission, I'll do it. And we were like, you know, great, you know, go ahead. And so she submitted and submitted and submitted. And we were featured in a couple of magazines. And then there was one magazine that we were featured in. And we were really excited about it. And after seeing the comments that were left under the caption of our photo, we were a little traumatized.
Because it was in print and then on Instagram, is that?
Well, Instagram,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. So like featured wedding, and it had a little story about you two or your names, and then people could just comment, exactly. Which is usually right. Like, oh my God, so beautiful, I love it. But there was all that.
Right. So for as many, we had a lot of likes and we had quite a bit of like, what would you call it, honey? Hate. That's a good word. Yeah, that's a good word for it. And so I remember waking up and I was so excited, and because, well, we didn't even know like when it was gonna, we didn't know when it was coming out. We just, you know, got tagged and we're like, oh, wow. You know, so we start reading and we're reading and we're reading, and then we get further and further down the comments and we're like, oh. And there were people saying things like, I can't believe this magazine supports this type of foolishness. I thought this was a straight company. I'm going to unfollow you now. There were things like die fag was one. People said that we were going to go to die and go to hell. And so it was people that we didn't know, of course. And so, of course, I'm the one that's more sensitive, more so than he. So I took it personal, even though these were comments from people that we didn't know, of course. But it was just hurtful to see, you know, that people were so mean and so hateful. And so he told me to stop reading it because it would only just make it worse, you know. And so some of our friends who also follow saw the comments and tried to come, you know, to our rescue and say, hey, these are wonderful people. We had a great time. This was a beautiful wedding. How could you? Mm-hmm. And then I let Lawrence step in. He kind of took the reins and jumped on social media. And he was upset because he was seeing that I was upset. And
did you contact the publication and see if they were going to like moderate comments or?
We did. We did.
You know, they were trying, but then it just became overwhelming for them. They're like, you know, we can't do this.
Was it the first gay wedding they had published?
No.
So the trolls just come out for everyone.
Yeah, basically.
Lovely.
Yeah. So, you know, I was to the point where I was like, you know what, you know, we need to find or create a space, you know, where people can be celebrated and not Jella hated. I mean, yeah, we can coin that and give it to Wikipedia, but that's a combination of being jealously hated. Mm. But I was like, we need to do something so that somebody else wouldn't be victimized like we were, because I felt victimized. I honestly had to be talked off a ledge because, yeah, I work for a government agency that can easily access, you know, contact information and home information and stuff. So I was getting ready to start doing some drive-bys.
Oh.
And then I was like, okay, enough. Uh-huh. We're not doing that.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, so you thought I was mad. He's to a whole nother level. I was like, okay, so I'm fine now. But I think we were really shocked. I mean, it's kind of like, and I always use the analogy of being a politician. Not mm-hmm. everybody's going to like your platform, but mm-hmm. yet, you know, when you put yourself out there, you know, we of course shared our most precious memories and what we thought was a beautiful day. And
it was
a beautiful day. And not to everyone, of course, they may not think so, or they may not agree with who we are or who we choose to love. And that doesn't mean you have to come out and just like, you know, spew your venom and be hateful mm-hmm. and all of that. So
yeah, and there were a lot of Bible bashers too. I mean, I grew up as a preacher's kid. I was actually, you know, at some point a deacon in the church. So I was like, you know,
you mean really? I married a deacon?
Yeah, you did.
So you, Michael, you didn't know that. Surprise!
Yeah, it's really odd when you feel like being religious or being a Christian and being gay are mutually exclusive, so like that people think out there that you can't be both, and then you have to defend some right. existence of like, well, I can because I am
right.
And this day was a celebration of love right. between two people
exactly.
and to come out of your, you know, to go out of your way to make a hateful comment rather than just like scroll on is
exactly.
I would also take it personally. Michelle knows we even get one like shitty review, which we don't very often, you know, somebody who's like, I don't like how they said this about our president or whatever, and I'm always like, they don't know us, like why do they take the time? But they do, you know, they want to just like make their opinion known, and it is, I do take it more, I'm sensitive. I would also stop my partner from like looking up people's addresses and be like, okay, I get it. But I know why that hurt. I mean, it hurt your feelings is the most basic like way of saying it. And so you guys really took that instead of just sitting with it and decided to
do something
more expansive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the thing about that was, like I said, we did submit to other publications in the community, and we noticed across the board throughout, we didn't see a lot of us, like Black people, for the most part. We didn't
When you say in the community, Michael, you mean in the wedding?
Well, in the the wedding community, for sure. Definitely in the wedding community. Mm-hmm. And the more I thought about it, as we looked across the, like, at all the different publications and blogs, we noticed that there was a divide.
Right.
Like, there was...
Within the LGBTQ
community. Within the LGBTQ community, so to speak, because you go to this particular page or this blog, and you see hardly any African-American, interracial... you just didn't see it. Mm-hmm. You didn't see it. And so I was like, well, that's interesting. Like, is there like, do Black gay people just not get married, or they don't, with like, or they,
we were the first,
are they hidden?
Yeah.
Are we the only ones?
Trailblazers.
And I was like, I know there's gotta be others out there. You know, it was just, I like to use this for instance. I always thought coming up as a, you know, when I finally embraced and accepted that, okay, I'm gay. It is what it is. And you know, you always think you're the only one, and then you find out, oh, there are others. What, am I the only gay?
Oh, like, hello.
The whole world out there. So, and it was kind of that same thing within the wedding industry. And the funny thing was, we've always been, they call us the party house. Everybody, we love to entertain. Like, we throw...
Well, Lawrence is pointing to Michael.
Just not pulling. You know, not to toot our own horn, but we give some amazing events just within our own home and then outside of our home. And so we've always been kind of in the plan. I wouldn't say we're planners, but we're really good at, you know,
planning events
and details and things like that. So,
but Michael, you are an event planner. I mean, you are, yes?
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't call myself an event planner. I just know what I like.
But your bio says you are.
You are now.
So you are.
I mean, I know what I like. I'm a Libra. If you know anything about Libras, Libras love all things fabulous that are great, grand, and we like labels and designer and high fashion. So I've grown up looking at like Andre Talley, Vogue, reading all that stuff. So I pay attention to everything. If you're getting married, I'm going to look at your invitations. I want to know what flowers. And I grew up playing with flowers. So I'm a florist also. So
yes.
I love all the things about weddings and events and details and things like that. So I guess you could call me.
He's a planner.
Yeah.
So I feel like the wedding industry has, like many industries, had a little bit of a reckoning this year that was a long time coming and has been a slow process of equal diverse representation anyway, like from just any wedding magazine with ads and covers. It was majority white couples, and beautiful white couples was kind of the niche for that. Mm-hmm. And then with gay weddings, we're seeing, you know, maybe a Target ad will have like a gay couple in it now out of the four couples that they feature and things like that. And it's little step by little step, and more, you know, black brides on the cover of Bride magazine, or, you know, thinking like, we got to get this whitewashed idea of weddings out of the way, because everybody can get married.
Right.
But you guys found that there was like black weddings, and then there was gay weddings, and like, mm-hmm. there's blogs for that. There was a magazine for a while, you know, Love Wins, but mm-hmm. putting them together felt like you said you needed your own space, and that's the space you're talking about.
Right.
It just felt like we were underrepresented.
Yeah. And that's the whole purpose of actually creating Black Gay Weddings, to actually level the playing field, because a lot of people didn't even, and a lot of people still don't know we exist, you know, until they start scrolling, oh, black, what? And then you start getting one person that likes everything from when we first.
Yeah. They're like, they all the way to the very first post, and I'm like, are they just bored, or what are they doing?
I love that, when you're like, oh, they scroll down, and they keep going, and they just like
2 years worth of stuff, okay. So I think the thing that we hear the most from planners, we've had planners reach out to us with submissions and say, you know, I've submitted this couple to several publications, but never anything. We've had a planner submit to us and say they didn't want, for whatever reason, they didn't want this wedding. I thought it was an amazing wedding. And then we're like, well, it must be really bad. Like, are you sending it to us? And then we get it, and we're like, what? They didn't want to.
How has this not been picked up?
Beautiful. Like, nobody wanted to. So there are so many untold stories that these stories don't get to get shown, because I feel like even in the wedding industry, they cater to a certain market.
Yep.
So to speak.
Yeah.
If I'm saying that right, you know.
Yeah. And it's something that, I mean, we've recognized for a really long time, and we've done episodes here and there on it and heard listeners reach out to us on it. So that's why we're really, really happy to have you on, and to have our audience know that you exist, and your audience knows that we exist, because we're there for the, I mean, this is something that has been a long time coming, like a long time coming. So many people for so many years planning their weddings and never saw themselves, like you said.
Yeah.
You know, where are the people that look like me? You know, where are the people with my interests? Who are these people? You know, like, okay, I like the dress, but, you know, or the suit's cool, but like, how's that going to look on me? You know, or, so, I mean, we're so loving this, and we're so happy to have made contact with you all. And we're so excited about what you're doing. And you recently launched the website last month. Was it last month?
October 18th.
October 18th.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. How'd it go? And how was the party? Because when we talked to you, Michael, you were like literally so busy. Because like you had the launch coming and the party, and there was, I think there's some celebrities there. Like, I mean, tell us about it.
You want to talk about it? You want me to talk about it? Okay, I try to let him
spread the joy.
I feel like, no, you want to talk about it, Michael. Just do it.
I was like, don't you do it. We'll let you rest a little, I guess. and then you'll take it up. But so we launched the website October 18th, blackgayweddings.com. Yay, it's been a long time coming. And we have
Wait, say it better.
blackgayweddings.com.
There you go.
We launched that October 18th. And we had all of our followers. We also have a YouTube channel, which is BGWTV, and that's thebgw.tv on YouTube.
Okay.
So we live streamed the event from our YouTube channel, and we did some behind the scenes stuff. Like, we had red carpet and all of that going on. So we had people that follow us on Instagram, because that's really where our biggest following is, Instagram. I feel like everybody's on IG now.
Yeah.
And we had our followers that could punch in with us while we were on the red carpet. We had celebrity guests, celebrity hosts, should I say. Jensen Atwood, who was actually on Noah's Ark, which used to appear on the Logo Channel, was a very popular gay television show. I can't remember how many seasons it lasted, but it was about four gay black men in LA. And it was very popular, and they ended up doing a couple of movie spinoffs from it. One was called Jumping the Broom, which was one of my favorites, where the host, Jensen, played a young man by the name of Wade, who was in love with Noah. And they got married in the vineyard, Martha's Vineyard. It was beautiful. So if you've never seen it, go check out Jumping the Broom. But he was one of our hosts. And then we had drag personality, Foxy Roxy Wood, who is amazing.
Love that.
She's also an actress. She's been on Shameless and all these different shows. She's amazing.
Yes. So,
we had her with us as well, hosting, and we gave away prizes and cash, and we had a lip sync competition to our jingle, which is the Black Gay Wedding song. And actually, the young lady who sings our jingle, Amber Sawyer, who was on The Voice, season 14, was it? I believe.
Yeah.
Amber Sawyer, who sings our jingle, who has an amazing voice. Go check her out. She follows us. We're going to be doing some stuff with her later. Nice. And so we had couples to lip sync to the jingle. And if they did really well, and if our followers liked them, they got to vote and decide on who the winner was. And so we had a couple that won $500. And then we gave away some other cash prizes and swag, like our shirts that you see us wearing and hats.
And that hat. I love that hat.
So stuff like that. And what else did we do? I feel like we did so much that day.
That was pretty much it. We did see
it was to launch the site, and then people were basically invited and attended virtually.
It was socially distanced, of course. And
people wore masks.
We had a DJ, virtual DJ, virtual, to the people who were watching.
And we demonstrated the website.
Oh yeah, we did a demo where people actually got to see the website and its functionality, some of the stories and couples that we featured in the past on the IG page that are now on the live website, as well as we had Brian Delgado, who also is a Juilliard violinist, who rocked out with our DJ, which was really interesting to see the DJ and the violinist come together.
Oh, I love that.
It was amazing. And what else went on? I feel like there was red carpet, and it was over the top.
Yes,
it was a really fun, yes.
Definitely.
Really fun event. We got to share what we had been working on for the last couple of years, finally to see it come to fruition, and now actually online, and people can go and check out these stories. And it was beautiful. Everyone that came really enjoyed themselves. The people who watched online via YouTube and IG, we got all kinds of great responses from our followers, like more and more, please keep doing this. And that's what keeps us going, because how can I say this? It's a passion for us.
It's a labor of love.
It's a labor of love. That's what I'm looking for. Still drinking coffee. I just woke up.
No, I get it. I mean,
It's a labor of love for us. When we get letters from as far as Brazil, Africa, London, telling us like, oh, we just got a letter, matter of fact, from Singapore, where a gentleman says that when he wakes up, one of the first things he sees on his IG is Black Gay Weddings, and how inspiring it is for him to see that based on, all the other stuff that's going on in the world. He feels like he can come to Black Gay Weddings and take something that's empowering.
Wow.
When he says letter, he means email, because
you have a stack of Santa pack of letters in your house.
Emails, letters, however you want to call them, DMs, we can't respond to everybody that writes this, but we try our best to, say thank you. And, we appreciate the following and the support.
It keeps you going.
This episode is brought to you by 1010.
Now, you may have read about this in the New York Times or Forbes, and we're excited to tell you all about it.
1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 one-of-a-kind engagement rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today.
Using only diamonds responsibly sourced from Botswana, 10 design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful commitment ring, launching exclusively on January 18th at BlueNile.com. And when they're gone, they're gone.
We all know that the diamond engagement ring is iconic. It's a timeless expression of the deepest commitment between two people. And with 1010, it's been beautifully re-envisioned in the hands of 10 modern designers working exclusively with sustainably sourced diamonds.
If you're making 2021 plans or on the hunt for the perfect ring to wear forever, you're definitely going to want to check this out.
Again, this exciting limited edition collection of diamond engagement rings launches on January 18th, and you can preview it exclusively at BlueNile.com.
You have a big team. I'm looking at your website on the team. You got like, what, 20 people on your team that's all working on this?
Yes.
It's amazing.
Writer. The website looks so good.
It really does.
As a combination of your Instagram and the stories, how they're, you know, more broadly told. Right. Like for inspiration alone, just scrolling through the homepage without even clicking on anything, a couple, you know, would be inspired just by the engagement photos to the wedding photos. Wow. And then the videos. I mean,
it's a
feel good kind of vibe.
Right.
You told us in the onboarding call we did, Michael, about letters, emails you would get from people in countries or places where gay weddings were not just not at the forefront or talked about, but also like illegal and punishable. I mean, right. Just to identify as gay or get, you know, caught, mm-hmm. that it's a secret, like
right.
for real secret.
Right.
And they would reach out to you to say, hopefully
from Africa that wrote to us that really wanted to,
they said as soon as they are able to flee to another country, they would, you know, be more than happy to share their story with us.
But they knew if they shared it at this particular time while they were still there, that they would probably be killed is what they said.
Oh, and we were like,
crazy.
Like, I guess we, you know, the freedoms that we have living in America and, you know, now that, you know, we live in California, which is of course extremely liberal, and we can be out and proud. We don't think about people in other countries who live in countries where being gay could get you killed or locked up or punished.
Or certainly like kicked out of your family or,
right.
you know, ostracized from your community. And
right.
that happens even in America, but.
Right. Yeah, still does, right. You're yeah. right, it still does, for sure.
To see people that are looking at each other lovingly, and also, like two black men holding hands and being affectionate with each other or kissing each other. That's on your page. Like you scroll through, you see affection, like right. open affection. And I found that really empowering. I thought the same thing with men's vows when we talked to them. Mm-hmm. I know you've connected with them also, mm-hmm. You know, about how some communities feel more that they can be more open about like public affection.
Right.
Then other, you know, then in certain neighborhoods even or around certain people, you maybe were holding hands and then you turn the corner and you let go
right.
of your partner's hand because you know what you're about to, where you're about to go. And my brother has told me about mm-hmm. that. And he told me about a decision he made to not go to one of his best friend's weddings because it was in Jamaica. This was a few mm-hmm. years ago at the time where there was, you know, some pretty strict laws. And he was like, I'm mm-hmm. going to bring my partner. I don't want to end up in a Jamaican
right
precinct, you know. But the the awareness that you have like as a gay couple married in love, you're proud of your marriage, you wanted to celebrate openly and share it, and then there could have been a step back, I feel like, with the negativity that you saw. Mm-hmm. So it's really empowering that instead you took a step forward to be like, we're gonna get into this even more,
right,
to show people more.
You that story that you just told about holding hands, I had to laugh at myself as you were talking about that. And the reason I'm laughing is because, Lawrence, I don't know, I think you do remember this. The day after we got married, we were still in Vegas, of course. And so we decided that we were going to go to see a comedy show. Mm-hmm. You remember? And we were holding hands, walking up the strip. And we were about to go see the show. And our family was with us. It was my uncle and my mom and my aunt. And we were all together. And granted, we had just got married the night before. Mm-hmm. And we're holding hands. We're walking up the strip. And out of nowhere, this crazy lady runs out of the Walgreens as we are walking up the strip. And she comes down the steps and she like literally starts yelling at us, calling us the F word. Mm. And usually I am not the one to pop off, but because we had just had, like I said, an amazing night, we'd just gotten married.
Yeah, you're in the glow.
Right. And here you come. And of course I let go of his hand, and I don't think he expected me to do that, because like I said, I'm not the one to do that. But for some reason, something in me was like, you know what? No. And so I pulled away from him, and he tried to catch me, and I just started letting the lady have it.
Ooh.
And so Lawrence was like, no. And I can't say what I said to her, but I will just let you know that it wasn't very Christ-like. But I was very upset. And so there you have it. So
did you hold hands walking away?
We continued holding hands. I basically told her where she could go and how to get there and how.
There you go.
Well, she needed directions anyway. Right. Running out of a Walgreens like that, like a crazy person.
Exactly. So yeah, stuff like that. So yeah, I can totally identify with that.
Oh my gosh, it's it's so difficult, and I'm just like, but. I love what you're doing. And I think that, like the best Michelle in this world says, when they go low, we go high. And here you go. And so tell us, what are the plans? Like, what do you foresee? What are your main goals with Black Gay Weddings?
Yes, Mr. Broughton, tell us, because he is the CEO. Let's
hear from the CEO, Mr. Broughton.
Well, we're going to continue to add different functionality to the website. Since the launch of the website, we've added video as a part of the functionality. We've also added integration of the Instagram page to the homepage. And there is going to be quite a few more things that we're going to be adding starting the 15th. We're going to make the directory available to vendors so that they can start populating their business information. And there's a lot more stuff that we're going to be doing. We're going to relaunch PGW Fierce Weddings. That's actually
Have you had a chance to watch one of those?
No.
The BGW Fierce Wedding episodes?
They're on the BGW.tv. So they're basically, you know, us commentating, and actually we're going to have some guest hosts along with Michael commentating on the new
He's leaving me alone.
I see these. How fun.
That is so cool. So you're just talking about the weddings as you watch the videos?
Yeah. So we kind of commentate, and on one particular, well, all of the weddings, just to give you an idea. We're actually in the space where the couple got married. And we talk about a little bit about the couple. And then he added a part, I think, on the second episode.
What we like and what we love.
Because one thing that we found getting married, and anyone who's getting married, whether you're straight or gay or whatever you are, inspiration. You want ideas. You don't want to do the same thing someone else did, but you also... You kind of need a map, a guide of like...
Yeah, a place to start.
Do you want to do that? And so he added, though, you know, what we like and what we loved about the different details of the wedding, as far as like, oh, maybe we like the tablescape. We like the centerpieces, or we loved your apparel, what you wore, you know, things like that. So to give, you know, kind of make people think like, maybe I'll add that into, you know, my wedding or what we're planning to do. And so that's an interesting little piece. And the couples that we, the weddings that we feature, the couples, a lot of them you'll see on the website when you go there. And I always like to use Jay and Jeffrey. Jay and Jeffrey are an interracial couple who has been very supportive of Black gay weddings. And they got married in, no, they got engaged in Paris.
Oh,
and
nice.
Then they got married in Verona, Italy, was it? Oh my God, near Lake Como. Absolutely stunning.
Wow.
And that's one of the BGW Fierce weddings that we talk about. And we talk about all the details of their wedding, from the venue to, you know, how their families receive them, all that. So we talk about all of that stuff.
That's such a great idea.
Like a Bravo show. Maybe it'll get picked up. They'll be like, you've already done all the work. Just like, we'll send you the videos. You just talk about, I mean, what a great concept.
Michelle,
why haven't you come up with that already?
I don't know, Christy. Damn it.
What have you been waiting for?
She's the idea person.
He always comes up with something different to do. So, that was one of the things. When he first said, you know, we were going to do like a TV channel, I went, I'm not an actor. And he was like, well, we're just going to be ourselves. We're just going to do what we do. We're just going to talk about, you know, weddings and what we like and what we love about them and, you know, to help inspire other people.
That's easy enough. Yeah. And I like it's like what you like and what you love.
Keep it positive.
Yes. Yes.
No hating.
Right. Diminish anyone's, you know.
Yeah. Love. If you don't have anything nice to say, you don't say anything at all, right?
Exactly. A lot of people should adapt that.
Yes! I mean, seriously, wouldn't the world be a better place if everybody just kept their bullshit to themselves? It's like, be nice.
Yes.
It's not that hard, really. Anyway, I love this. I can't wait to watch these.
I think you two have a relatable dynamic as a couple and like a common dynamic, you know, where it's not necessarily opposites attract. I wouldn't presume to know that you're opposites, but in that way that like, what, you know, maybe one of you stays grounded maybe in more moments while the other one is like, I'm, you know, reaching out, but then that flip-flops sometimes where, you know, maybe Michael sometimes is the voice of reason. Like when you want to go to people's houses who commented negatively.
I am the voice of reason.
Back and forth. Those are the best couples or dynamics. Like even Michelle and I are not married, but sometimes I feel like we are because where I might drop the ball, she can pick it up. And it's that good, like, you know, you clearly have a dynamic between the two of you that I think couples would like to watch because your relationship is also inspiring. So it's not just these weddings that you're sharing and that people are seeing, but we're happy to share you two with all of our listeners because you're likable and relatable and you're doing something really cool and that you don't have to do. You know,
right. Yeah. Thank you.
I mean, it's all based on love and positivity, right? Just like that seems to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, to be the premise and the idea behind all this.
Yeah. Yes. And also to educate as well, because I feel like it's not, you know, it's part of our job to share weddings and give you inspiration, but we also use this platform that we have to educate people about the community. And there are a lot of people who want to be allies, but don't know how to be.
Yes.
And if you, you know, in order to be, you know, an ally, you need to know. It's just like they say, in order to be a friend, you have to show yourself friendly.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the same thing with being an ally. If you want to be an ally, a lot of people just don't know the right things to say or what to do or how to be. So, this is another way that we can also educate people who are not, you know, necessarily gay or lesbian or whatever, on just, you know, when you come into contact with people who are a part of the community, ask questions. We're just as normal as anyone else. It's just, you know, it's just that we love someone of the same sex. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people think, like, I always like to say, it's a gay wedding. No, it's a wedding. It's really just a wedding when you think about it. You know, there's nothing different. Well, in a way there is. There's nothing different in a gay wedding versus a straight wedding other than, like I said, two people of the same sex. But however, what I have found funny is that a lot of people tell us that, you know, when I go to a gay wedding, it's more of a production. Like, I find that most gay people put so much more into their weddings. And you know, now that I look at it, I'm like, you know what, we kind of do.
Yes. And that's amazing. It's so fun.
Part of that's also, I mean, part of that is your your style and your design aesthetic and how you are in the world. But isn't another part, like, more broadly, that this right wasn't allowed, like, given right. for so many years? And so now right. it's like, I yeah. mean, my favorite weddings are the ones I do when the couple's already been together for 10, 20, 30 years. Mm-hmm. You've been together already for 30 years and now you're celebrating with this wedding. How awesome is that? Of course, we're going to do it your yeah. way, whether that's, like, you know, go big or, you know, in your own backyard. But, like, my gosh, you've already been married. I mean, without
Michael, what do you
the marriage license?
You two are so funny.
He said, go big or go home. He always says that I'm the over the top one. But in all honesty, this is the one.
This is the idea maker right there.
Even when we were planning our wedding, let me just tell you a funny story about this guy. So, you know, I'm going to be honest. When we first decided, when he first proposed and said, okay, you know, he took me to Vegas. And
you brought this on yourself, Laura.
Right. We went to we went to Scarpetti's, if you're familiar with Scarpetti's, the restaurant in Vegas that overlooks the dancing waterfall and overlooking, what is that, Bellagio?
Bellagio.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Yes.
So Scarpetti's is this wonderful restaurant. It's like, I don't know, like the very top floor of what's the, I can't think of the name of the hotel right now. Well, anyway, we had this amazing dinner. And so he
Aria.
And proposed, blah, 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 blah. It was the Aria. Okay, yeah, yeah. So he proposed and all that or whatnot. And so when we were after, we immediately started talking about our wedding after he proposed and like, when will we get married? And so I was like, I want to get married within the next year. And so we picked Vegas as the spot because that's where he proposed and we like Vegas. And when we get to the wedding planner and we start talking about plans, we show up at the florist. And I mean, they rolled out the red carpet for us. And we get in there and she had like a whole sign up outside of her shop. She had silver bowls for our dogs to drink out of. It was like fabulous, amazing floral company. And so they start talking to us and he goes, well, my vision. And I went, huh? He opened up this binder notebook with all his details. And I went, we didn't talk about that. And so he had more plans than the wedding planner. He did.
Interesting.
He had like a whole blueprint. He was very extra. And I just kind of stood back and I said, okay, I'm going to get dressed and I'm going to show up. I got to put, you know.
You had some input.
Wait. Lawrence had more plans than the wedding planner.
He did.
Yes. Oh, I thought you were talking about the florist. I'm like, who?
Wedding planner and the florist were like, okay, well, we'll just do whatever you want us to do, of course. But as far as like when you say being extra and plans, he was really the person that he was the groomzilla. He was groomzilla. And
well, he had all the plans, but it looks like he sat back and is like kind of chill and cool about it. But you're like, you have a whole binder.
Yeah, he had a whole binder with a blueprint. With a guy.
Oh, Lauren.
The wedding planner really didn't have much to do other than follow his plan. So,
sounds like my kind of client. Just come on in, just show me what you got. Let's do it.
Like, can all my couples be like this?
Yes.
Wow.
Then the wedding planner just becomes like a dream maker because you've told her the plans. She just has to make it happen.
Where did you get married in Vegas?
At the time, it was the SLS.
Now
they have changed it to the Sahara.
It was Sahara, SLS, now it's the Sahara.
And the Sahara has bought it again.
Wow. But
it was the
SLS. Old Sahara?
Yes.
The old, all the way at the end over there?
Yes.
Oh, my mother. I used to go there with my mom all when it was the old Sahara. We used to call it Mother Sahara. We used to go in there and it was so old school. But you know what? Those slots paid.
That's why she liked it.
That's why
yes. I'm yes. Okay, that's awesome.
Did yeah, you
bought it?
Do you think there's anything that you, if you wish you had known, if you had known then what you know now, or like now that you're more in the industry, really, like in terms of wedding planning, like what would you, lessons learned, or was there any part of wedding planning where you were like, this is awesome and really fun, or this is not something I even want to deal with? Like, do you have any insight just from the wedding planning standpoint?
You know,
I know you had a planner to hold your hand and your binder.
Yeah, my binder, you know, turned out to be a, you know, day of blueprints. I actually, you know, drew out the banquet hall and, you know, the tables and all of that, and had everything, you know, where I wanted this person to sit, that person to sit. And then we did a lot of DIY stuff. So we, you know, we actually drove a U-Haul to Vegas, all of the stuff in it,
you know, we wanted.
And we had dogs.
Yes, they were, of course, a big part of the celebration. So we had color-coded labels on everything. This goes into the reception hall. This goes into the wedding chapel. And, you know, everything was all, you know, pretty much done for so that we wouldn't have to stress so much on the day of. That's why I created the binders.
Yes.
And the blueprints.
So now, okay, so Lawrence is the event planner. Okay.
Told you.
I see it. I see what's happening here. Okay. Okay.
How many people did you invite?
Like 120, was it? Uh-huh. Something like that.
Yeah, 120.
Wow. That's so great.
A couple of stragglers.
Oh, did you have wedding crashers?
Yeah, we had a couple.
What, were they like your cousins or something? Uh-huh. What's that knowing look?
Oh, well, I know why we had wedding crashers, because in another life, in the real world, outside of Black Gay Weddings, I'm a flight attendant as well. Uh-huh. And the funny thing about it was the SLS is also a hotel where my airline that I fly for lays over. And I knew a few of the flight attendants. And so when they saw me in the lobby, they went, "Wait, you're getting married?" And I went, "Yeah." Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I totally want to come to the wedding. I'm like, "No." There is no space for you. We have no.
No space.
So a couple of them kind of like, I think as the night grew late.
Came for a drink.
Like came, which was fine.
Yeah, that's fun. By that time, you're all toasted anyway. You're like, "Hey, come on."
It does take some balls after you had already like just been like, "No." Like, for them to be like, "Well, he said no, but
is it really no?"
Yeah,
he just means not until after 10:30.
Right, right. When they're shutting it down.
Yeah, yeah. That is so fun. That's awesome. Oh, I love Vegas. You know, my mom and my sister live in Vegas. I have two aunts that live in Vegas. I need to go. I just need to.
I know, right? We love.
We're so close to Vegas. We're so close.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like easy getaway. It's
the
like
flying. Are you still flying, Michael? Are you still working as a flight attendant?
I took a leave of absence.
When this all started.
Yeah, when the whole pandemic started. So,
Michelle, we've had Andrew on the podcast before. Remember, he and Roger were married. I did their wedding.
Yeah.
He's a flight attendant too, yeah. And he took a leave at the beginning, but I don't know if he's gone back, because you're like time-wise, you have to.
Yeah, they give you like a certain amount of time to, you know, get it together and figure out. And a lot of people took voluntary leaves, you know, to help out so that the more junior people could stay working. Mm-hmm. So yeah, and this has given us time to work on Black Gay Weddings.
Yeah, yeah. Which is
get
a
that
lot.
Website up.
Which is a lot. You all have done a great job. It's a beautiful website. I'm very much looking forward to looking at YouTube now. I'm just really gonna go down that rabbit hole.
And of course, we'll be sharing your wedding photos and photos from the website and Instagram, and all of our links are on our show notes. So all of you listening now, check them out. You're gonna love it. We love it, and we're so happy we got to connect with you too.
Really quick before we end, Michael, what's your favorite part of Black Gay Weddings, the website? What do you think, if somebody who's never been there, they're just going to go there, where should they go? What should they look at?
Oh my God, I love all of it, but the featured weddings for sure.
Yeah.
Because there are some beautiful, amazing weddings there. And like I said, Lawrence just added that functionality as far as the videos. So now after you read about them, now you can like get to the bottom of the page and you can actually watch the video of everything you just read about. So it's
okay.
Cool.
And Lawrence, what about you?
My favorite is actually the video aspect. I mean, everything video.
Everything video. Who doesn't love a good video? Yeah. Plus reading is so much.
Yeah. The YouTube page, I think, is linked to the website, correct?
Am I? Yes, it is.
So yeah, it's where all the social media is. I see. Yeah. There's a YouTube icon.
W Fierce episodes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you have Patreon too.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. We're still working on adding that functionality, but we're There's a lot coming, so stay tuned.
Well, we will. And you all are—you have people who are advertising, right?
I haven't made advertising available on the site yet. We're still working out, you know, placement, because I don't want it to be this big, you know. Because once you start adding a lot of ads, you know, your site becomes
people don't like that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a little tacky, so we have to work on, you know, adding that, but adding it in a classy way.
Right. Yes. So. Classy. I love it. Good. Oh, gentlemen, thank you so much for being on. We're happy to be friends with you.
Yes. And I love what you're doing as well. I've been up and down your page. So I love all the diversity and the inclusion that I see. And at first I was like, well, who are these women? So I started listening in on your lives and I was like, okay, they're cool.
Yeah.
So thank you for what you do, because it takes, as they say, it takes a village.
And yes, so yes, yes.
We appreciate you as well.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Oh God. All right. We're just a big village. We're the village people. All right, you two, take care. And we'll talk to you soon for sure.
Absolutely.
Yes,
you
yes,
too.
For sure.
Stay
thank
safe.
You. Thank you.
All right, now.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
The Big Wedding Planning Podcast is hosted and produced by me, Christy Matthews, and Michelle Martinez. It is edited by Veronica Gruba. Music by Steph Altman of Mophonics. If you like the Big Wedding Planning Podcast, please subscribe. We are available for free on pretty much all podcast player apps. Help us get the word out by rating and reviewing us on Apple Podcasts.
Follow us on Instagram at The Big Wedding Planning Podcast, and be sure to use the hashtag #PlanThatWedding when posting. Become part of our Facebook group. Join us and our amazing members. Just search The Big Wedding Planning Podcast Community on Facebook. If you want to get in touch with us, you can email us at thebigweddingplanningpodcast@gmail.com, or you can call and leave us a voicemail at 415-723-1625, and you might hear your voice on a future episode. That is it. Happy planning, everybody. Christy, love you, love your show.
Bye.